Hitimat is urging Ottawa to act on immigration policies that have left workers and businesses across the Northwest scrambling. Council voted June 23 to formally support the Voices of Northern BC Call to Action campaign, a regional effort led by Community Futures of the Pacific Northwest and the City of Prince Rupert. The campaign seeks federal immigration policy changes to address challenges facing communities in this part of the province. The motion authorizes the mayor to sign the document, send a letter of support, and direct council to pursue political and other opportunities to advocate for the campaign. It's heartbreaking, some of the challenges being faced by people we've invited to this country to help us out, Councillor Mario Feldhoff said. He described affected workers as vital contributors to the community and asked staff to ensure the message was shared with provincial officials. The campaign demands federal action to renew work and study permits, exempt rural employers from hiring caps, speed up permit processing for remote areas, and provide more flexibility for international students and temporary residents. It also calls for immigration policies that support northern communities' well-being and respect the rights of temporary residents. The call follows a series of community dialogues held in Terrace, Prince Rupert, Kitimat, and Smithers during February and March. Organized by settlement agencies, chambers of commerce, and former MP Taylor Bachrock, the dialogues gathered first-hand accounts of the effects of federal changes. The findings were released in a report published in May. The Kitimat session, held April 9, drew a diverse mix of attendees, including workers, employers, Indigenous residents, and civic leaders. Discussions revealed widespread frustration with sudden shifts in federal policy, including tougher rules for temporary foreign workers, spousal permits, and study visas. Mayor Phil Jarmuth opened the dialogue by acknowledging Kitimat's long-standing identity as an immigrant-built community. Bachrock described the national policy shifts as abrupt and destabilizing. Canada needed more people, and over the last 10 years the federal government increased quite dramatically the number of temporary foreign workers and international students, he said. But after COVID, things got harder: inflation, housing pressures, and healthcare strains. Instead of working together to fix these, some began blaming immigration. Suddenly, sentiment shifted, and the government responded with abrupt, dramatic changes. Now, fewer people are being let in, and more are being sent home. A Kitimat worker described the local immigration process as a game, with rules changing overnight. Others voiced anger over a lack of transparency and transition plans. The report noted that many residents now feel paralyzed by uncertainty. One LNG worker at the Kitimat dialogue shared fears about being forced to leave after months of training. LNG Canada is training me, but I may leave. Some other country will benefit from Canada's investment in me. It's a brain drain. Canada trained me, and now someone else will get a fully skilled worker. That's not just bad for me, it's bad for the country. Another key concern was the cancellation of funding for settlement services in Kitimat and Prince Rupert, leaving newcomers without English language programs and integration support. One English instructor from Kitimat Community Services described the emotional toll. There's a double culture shock. People are often isolated, depressed, crying alone. Our program was a lifeline. It became a family. They started looking out for each other. Now that space is gone. Employers warned that without foreign workers and international students, many businesses in Kitimat and across the region could not survive. Local participants also expressed outrage after Kitimat's application to the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot was rejected due to a lack of settlement infrastructure, even as federal agencies cut funding for the very programs that would build it. Councillor Graham Pitsell called the situation ridiculous. It's tough. Canada does need to look at immigration policies. We have a lot of people coming in and we have to manage that, he said, adding there are deep differences between large cities and rural communities like Kitimat, where immigration challenges are often more severe and harder to resolve. Councillor Terry Marlowe, reflecting on his years as an educator, stressed the positive role immigration has played in northern communities. We want to grow our community with people from all around the planet. We can't have this shut down, he said. Council's support signals the beginning of a local advocacy effort. Municipal staff will now work with the Kitimat Chamber of Commerce and Kitimat Community Services Society to encourage other local employers to endorse the campaign. During the meeting, Walsham Tenshak, Director of Economic Development, noted that federal immigration data makes it difficult to assess specific impacts locally. She explained that the federal statistics do not break down whether immigrants are permanent residents, temporary foreign workers, or on other visas, limiting the community's ability to develop targeted solutions.